Members of the National Farmers Union will hear from EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy on Monday at their annual meeting in Wichita. Her main topic will be the agency's proposed Waters of the United States rule, which NFU's Chandler Gould says they agree needs to be clarified, but not necessarily ditched.
We as agriculture, not we as NFU, went to the EPA and said, look, there are two Supreme Court rulings on this, one in 2001 and one in 2006, saying you've got to clarify this. The EPA tried through guidances. The Supreme Court said, no, this is not clear enough. Agriculture went to EPA and said, we want to participate, and they have let us participate, and that's what NFU did. We submitted over 15 pages of comments. We told them what a ditch is. It has to, if water does not run 24/7, 365, it is not a ditch. If you go out and dig a tank or a pond for your livestock, that does not need to be permitted. If you've had heavy rain and it's running off your field, that does not need to be permitted. And of course, all of the agriculture and NRCS exemptions need to be kept in place. But this whole theory of let's just get rid of the rule and ditch the rule is going to leave uncertainty. We're going to have, we've got three or four different circuit courts of appeals decisions out there, meaning that our farmers and ranchers don't know exactly what the situation is. And so we need to move forward to make sure we represent our constituencies.
Another area of concern NFU has with EPA is regarding the renewable fuel standard.
We're very disappointed with the EPA and the fact that they have not come out with their volumetric numbers. I think that is what's led to negative legislation being proposed in the House and the Senate to repeal part of the corn ethanol base. And when you really think about it, think about the carbon footprint of tankers coming across the ocean to bring us oil that is not near as a clean of burning fuel as a renewable fuel that can be grown here in the United States that has less of a greenhouse gas reduction and brings and keeps money here in the United States. And so the EPA really needs to get off its hands, put out those volumetric numbers.
The National Farmers Union Convention runs March 14th through the 17th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.